Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Touch me now.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me.
Everyone singing your prayer now, captivate my heart. Choir now. Oh, how I worship you.
Oh, how I worship you.
You are my Lord. I came to worship. I came to sing your praise. I came
fill me with your love and power, and let your blessing fall on me.
Oh, the beauty.
Lord, you've been good, so very good. Lord, you've been good to me all of my life. Lord, you've been good, so very good. Lord, you've been good to me all of my life. Sing it. Lord, you've been good, so very good. Lord, you've been good to me all of my life.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you've been good to me all of my life. Hallelujah. And we just want to bless his holy name and praise him when you think about all that he's done for you and he's doing in your life right now. Let us just raise our voices and bless the name of the Lord wherever you are. You can bless his name. Father, we bless you and we thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been good to me, all to me, even right now. And you will be good to me now and forevermore. So, Lord, I thank you for your goodness and your grace and your mercy, oh God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Blessed be your name. We praise your name. We honor you, O God, Almighty God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. So, God, we honor you and we bless you. We praise you. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Father, we bless you and we praise you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of his sweet Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst in the name of Jesus. We welcome you in our presence on this prayer line in the name of Jesus, on this radio in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Have your way in this service. Have your way in our lives, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we totally surrender completely to you. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Ghost. This morning, we come to thy throne of grace, and we ask you, Almighty God, for mercy. Lord, we repent of all the sins we have committed in thought, in word, and in deed. Think some of the things we know of and some we do not know of. But, Lord, anything that we have done that has offended you, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we cry out to you this morning for your mercies. Your mercies are new every morning. O God, we bring down your mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Have mercy upon our children. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, O God. We cry out for mercy, 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 O God. Your mercies are new every morning. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, our souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Release the blood. blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We release the blood of Jesus, oh God, in the service, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into our environment, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our personal spaces, our homes, wherever we are, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins, oh God, and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We claim healing through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. And let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for your precious blood. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren. In the blood of Jesus, we took our nieces and nephews in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood perfect all that concerns our lives, the blood of Jesus. We took our siblings in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We took each and every one of us this morning in the precious blood. Perfect all that concerns our lives in the name of Jesus. We claim our healing in the name of Jesus. We claim, oh God, deliverance in the name of Jesus. Lord, we claim salvation for those in our families that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We bless your name. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children. In the name of Jesus, our grandchildren. In the mighty name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses. In the name of Jesus, the armor on our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, on each and every one of us, oh God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God. Father God, we thank you for your armor. Oh, Father, we pray for divine angelic assistance, oh God. We ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy angels that are assigned to us as individuals, holy angels that are assigned to this service in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you send your holy angels that are assigned to our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Holy angels that are assigned to our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, doing your biddings in their lives, in the name of Jesus, warring on our behalf. Holy angels that are assigned to our siblings, warring on their behalf, in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ be glorified. Jesus Christ be magnified. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, possess our lives in the name of Jesus, that we walk by the Spirit of God in the mighty name of Jesus and not by flesh. Oh, yeah, massive. Possess our minds. Possess our thoughts. Holy Spirit, take reign over our lives, total and complete reign of our lives. We surrender to you, Holy Spirit. We surrender, have your way. Let the kingdom of God come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. Without your presence, we cannot do a prayer service. Without your presence, we cannot pray. We need you, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we need your power. In the name of Jesus, glorify the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit. Do what you do best. Touch the hearts of our family members that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior. So salvation can come to those members of our families mighty name of Jesus. Those who want to know you more, oh, Holy Spirit, move in their hearts, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender our lives to you. Take preeminence, oh, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Be a hedge of protection around each and every one of us, a wall of fire, oh, and the glory within in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, we thank you. We come against every monitoring spirit, monitoring our this prayer service, monitoring our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, make us invisible to the enemy. Make our children invisible to the enemy. Make our grandchildren invisible to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, make our spouses invisible to the enemy. Make our siblings, our nieces and nephews invisible, oh God. Let your mercy reign, oh God. In the name of Jesus, destroy every device that they are using to monitor our lives, to monitor our destiny. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, utterly destroy whatever they're using. In the name of Jesus, oh, destroy this. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost utterly destroy whatever they are using to monitor our lives and destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, be glorified. We love you, Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. Let your strength be made perfect in my weakness. Father, I am weak, but you are strong. Father God, in the name of Jesus, release your unspeakable, overflowing joy in each and every one of our lives. Father God, gave us testimonies that others will hear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that others will see the glory of God and come to know you as their Lord and personal Savior. Let us not only be hearers of the word, but let us be doers of the word in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Abba Father. We honor you. Jesus' holy name, we pray, amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that are just joining us. We say good morning in the name of Jesus. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Pura Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministry. Hallelujah. God is always taking us from one level to the next level. Hallelujah. And it all depends on us, on him, but on us. Hallelujah. God's plans for us are good and not evil. Will bring us to his expected end. Hallelujah. God's plans for us, I'm just summarizing it. God's plans for us, good and not evil. Let's look at the scripture. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is, hallelujah, Jeremiah 29, hallelujah, Jeremiah 29. Turn your Bible. God is speaking to us this morning, hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, may he open our ears to hear and receive what his spirit is speaking to us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at Jeremiah 29. It's verse 11. Bear with me, my computer. Hallelujah. His plans for each and every one of us is good and not evil. So I'm reading from the ESV Bible, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. This is, I'm reading from the ESV Bible. You can use other Bibles so you can understand it quite simply. Amen. In the name of Jesus. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. Plans for good and not for bad. To give you a future to bring, and the Bible, some of the scriptures are to bring you to an expected. God has an expected end for each and every one of us. He has an expected end. His expected, Lord, bring me to your expected end. That means when we go through our lives, hallelujah, he brings us to his expected end. And his expected end is good and not evil. God wants to always, when you lose hope and you lose faith and you don't have no trust, then you're going down. Then he said in verse 12, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me, that you will look for him and find me when you seek me with all your heart. You will seek me. So we got to go after, and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart, when you totally, so you all your heart, all your heart. Then he said in 14, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places I have driven you. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's good to read, when you have time, take time and read the whole Jeremiah 29. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. His plans are good and not evil to bring us to, not to his expected, and that's why the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, not just this person, there's no difference in persons. God loves everyone, whether you're a prostitute, you're a drug addict, wherever you are, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for you, just for me. Whatever our friends or we will be, or we can be, whatever, but he gave his life, his only begotten son, not for religious and tradition, no, not for self-righteous people, no, but for the sinner. Hallelujah. We are sinners saved by his grace. Without his grace, without his mercy, where would we be? Hallelujah. So God takes it, but he loves us. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah. You cannot even begin to comprehend the love of Almighty God. Hallelujah. It's deeper than deep. It's higher than any height. Hallelujah. It's indescribable. The love that God has for us in every situation. Whatever, he loves us. And his plans for our lives are good and not evil. And I want you to you're just out living his plans, but your sons, your daughter lives are good and not evil. His plans for your parents' lives are good and not evil. Yeah, your plans, his plans for everyone's life is good. Seek him. You will find him. If we pray and turn our lives to him, he will hear our prayers. It is up to us, the Holy Spirit, to not enforce himself on anyone. Hallelujah. We have to open our hearts, my sisters and brothers, to receive from the Lord. Hallelujah. There are storehouses that's open. But for you to get to the storehouses of your blessings, to be willing, and you have to be obedient. You have to make that first step. Hallelujah. He's already made a way out of no way for us. It is up to us. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Shall you not know it? It shall what? Spring forth. Spring forth. I will even make a way in the wilderness, streams in the desert. That's the love of God that loves us. His plan to give us hope, to give us a future, to bring us to an his, not an his, expected and hallelujah. He gave the ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ. But are we willing? You look at 2 Chronicles 16:9. The Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong and on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. What does it mean? Perfect towards him. Your heart is perfect towards him through Jesus Christ. When you receive Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior, when you have the desire to do what is right in his sight, where, hallelujah, your heart is perfect through Christ Jesus towards him. Hallelujah. That's why he said, I will take away the heart of stone, stubborn heart, and give you a heart of flesh. That perfect heart is not a heart of stone. It's a heart of flesh, but the blood flows through. Hallelujah. A heart of love, a heart of compassion, a heart that loves him, that adore him, that trust him. Hallelujah. He wants to show himself strong on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein you have done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. What is happening? He's saying that confusion, wars, all those things are will take place in your heart, our hearts, because when your heart is perfect towards God through Christ, you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Then he says the second, love your neighbors. When your heart is perfect towards God, your heart will be perfect towards yourself. Your heart will be perfect towards your neighbors, because if you don't love yourself, there's no way you can love somebody else. If you don't take yourself in high esteem, what I mean, I'm not talking about haughtiness and being prideful. No. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, love your neighbors as you love yourself. Second greatest commandment. And if you don't love yourself, how wouldn't you love yourself? You're made in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The spirit of Christ lives inside of you. Hallelujah. You, first of all, you cannot even love yourself if you don't love God. If you don't love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. The love him is to trust in the Lord with all your heart and not to lean on your own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. So when you have that heart, oh, Jesus, I love you, not by lip service, but you truly, truly love Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you love Almighty, you begin to you love yourself. You want the best for yourself. And if you want the best for yourself, you want the best for your family, for your friends, for others. Not it only really have to be family or friends. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. I was listening to a pastor the other day. And on the radio and one of the on the TV, and one of the things this pastor said, that every time people want to give things, they want to give things to the church. I'm talking about old clothes, old this, old furniture. The church have to turn to a thrift store because everybody. I'm not talking about when you want to give, you give the best. Hallelujah. Yes, you can give your shoes, you can give, but don't give somebody something that's all raggedy, that all the stuff there. If you don't wear it, why you want somebody else to wear it? Amen. In the name of Jesus. If you don't have, but you know, you don't give people those things that looking terrible. Amen. If you're going to give things, you look for the best. You look if the dress and the shoes and the thing can fit you. You the ones that are not good, you throw it away. The ones that's good, you take the best out and you give it. Now, not all the time you take old clothes and old things. Get some stuff. Go to buy some stuff with and let the tags be on them and give it. Give the best. What would you like to receive? Hallelujah. All those things are so important to Almighty God. Then the pastor was saying, we don't give people stale bread because the supermarket cannot sell the bread by a certain time and the bread is stale. So they got the food banks full of stale food and they take the stale food and give it to the church. I started thinking about it. Hallelujah. And the man, the pastor said, we can't do that. If the meat is spoiled, why would you give it to some poor person to have? Do you see what the church is doing? No, we cannot take steal food, steal clothes, you know, all these messed up things and give it. By the time that person can eat it, you know, sometimes the food poison or the things so messed up, they got to throw it away. Love your neighbor. If you cannot eat that stuff, why you give it to somebody else to eat? If it's still to you, why throw it away? Don't give it to someone else. If the clothes is all stained up and nasty looking and you cannot wear it, throw it away. If that shoe is all messed up, the heels breaking down and it all smelling and stuff, give it away. Throw it away. Do give it. That's how it means to love your neighbors as you love yourself. I have a friend of mine, and she was giving things away, and these were brand new. She had trailers. She has been collecting things for years, but not all things. Great, good things for years and years and years. She had been collecting, and she called Pastor. The Lord said, because, you know, told her to release bread. She had trailers and trailers, and she gives the churches these things that she had been collecting for so many years, brand new stuff. Brand new stuff, generators. Hallelujah. Generator, brand new things. You give it out. Hallelujah. That is, she gave up what she would have received. She bought it for herself. And the Lord said, release it. Sometimes God will tell us to release these things to others. Hallelujah. That's the love. That's loving. That means you love yourself and you will give someone what you would want to receive. Hallelujah. That means your heart is perfect towards him. When you reach out to others, you show love. Hallelujah. You treat people as you would love to be treated. That means you have a perfect heart towards him through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Some families, brothers, the sister or the brothers who die, and they stay with their aunt and uncle, and you see the discrimination so well. The aunt and uncle treats their children better than they would treat their brother and or sister child that stays with them. Those things are not right. That, and they go to church, you're on the choir, you're singing, but your heart is not perfect towards him. So therefore, he cannot show himself strong. God wants hearts that are perfect towards him. Hallelujah. He gave us his best. He gave us his best. So we got to give him our best. You don't give God your leftover food. Example, you don't give God your leftover food. Leftover food in Africa, you give it to the dogs. So how many of you giving God dog plates? How many of you giving God the dog plate, everything else, and that God has given us life. God has given us good health. God has been good to us. He is good to us. But we give him our leftovers, what we don't need, what we don't want. If you give it to others, you're giving it to God. We give him what we don't want. Somebody would say, oh, I'm paying my bills, and you pay your bills. Then the leftover after that, you give it to God. When you're doing everything, you always give God. Every time you give God your leftovers, what are you, is God a dog for you to give him your leftovers? Your tablet, is he? Think about it. He gave us his best. He gave us his only begotten son. And we should give him and give others the best that we can give. Amen. In the name of Jesus, treating, sowing seeds of kindness, it will go a long way. Only what you do for Christ will last. Hallelujah. He wants to bring us to his expected end. But we have to make that choice. What are we going to do? Are we going to stay in one foot in the world and one foot in him? Are we going to be willing and obedient? The Lord loves cheerful givers, giving yourselves cheerfully. You come on the prayer line, you really don't feel like coming on. Cheerful, you're just coming on as a form of godliness, denying the power within. You don't have to say, but God sees our hearts. So even when you're tired, Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, this morning I just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, many times we have failed. But Lord, this morning we acknowledge our sins, not treating people right, not doing unto others as we have them do unto us. We acknowledge our sin of giving you the leftover food that should be for the dogs. We give it to you, Almighty God, who give us the bread. And we got the nerve and audacity to give you what we would give to dogs, to animals, leftovers. Have mercy on us, O God. Have mercy, O God. Holy Spirit, help us to have a perfect heart towards God through Jesus Christ. Help us, Holy Ghost. We are dependent on you, O God. We thank you. Let this day be a day that we will think of those things every time we do things to others. We give to others, and we're not giving our best. We're giving them, it's like we're giving to dogs. God is not a dog. Our neighbors are not dogs. Our children are not dogs. Our sisters and brothers' children are not dogs. If our children cannot have that, we're not going to give it. Our ministries are not, we're not giving to dogs. No, no, we give to God just like we would give to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. No one will go to the United States president and give him a dog to the leftover coat and steal bread. No one has the nerve and audacity to do it, not to Queen Elizabeth, to the United States President, or any other state to go give skills, but yet and still we want to do it to Almighty God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, creating us a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within us. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, power, and thy glory. Forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a safe and blessed and prosperous day. In Jesus' name, amen.